Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. It's the Food Show on 105.3 FM HD. Two. Well, let's see. You can do HD1. You can do HD. Well, you can do a lot of HDs. HD1. And we'd love to hear from you one way or the other. So give us a call, 260-1870. 260-1870. I've got a few little odds and ends here I've been looking for an opportunity to bring up. The Travel and Leisure magazine, which is a very well-done magazine, I think. They really cover all the things I'm interested in, especially the food stuff. But they came out, Travel and Leisure did, with a ranking of the 10 best cities in America. And they put it in exactly those words because these weren't just about food. They weren't just about hotels or, you know, it was just in general with no categories at all. They came up with 10 restaurants. Here they are. In reverse order, number 10 out of 10 is Honolulu. Number 9 is Nashville. Number 8 was Asheville. I wonder if anybody put that in order like that on purpose. San Antonio, Texas. That's kind of a surprise to me, but certainly a rich city if you're interested in ethnic cuisines, particularly Hispanic cuisines. Chicago, yeah, absolutely. Chicago, they're number 5 and a big, big, really underrated city, unless you've been there. New York City, you know, what more do you need to add to that? Santa Fe, New Mexico, which is a surprising place. If you ever get there, you'll fall in love with it, but for a lot of reasons you won't be ready for. Savannah, Georgia, and then you knew it was coming sooner or later. New Orleans is number 2. Who's number 1? Charleston. I was in Charleston about a year ago and wound up spending about 5 days there in which I had nothing much to do. The main thing I remember about it was that it was just as hot as it is now here. But I was looking over this list, and of the top 10 list, a lot of the places are a lot like New Orleans. I mean, think about it. Okay, starting with Charleston, the number 1 on the list. Charleston has, there's a lot about that city that will remind you of New Orleans. The food, the architecture, everything about our city, it's a lot in common in Charleston. I think we're better, but, you know, that's another story. Then there's New Orleans, of course. And then Savannah, Georgia, same story as I just told about Charleston. Santa Fe, New Mexico, in a lot of funny ways, it's a lot like our hometown here, Santa Fe is. New York City is unique unto itself. Chicago, pretty much, too. San Antonio, Asheville, if you don't mind being out in the middle of nowhere, and Nashville and Honolulu. So that was the list. Interesting. I always like it when such things as that emerge. This is the Food Show. We would love to talk with you about food, about restaurants, about cooking, wine, and all of that. Our program today is sponsored by Andrea's Restaurant. Andrea's Restaurant is in Metairie, and they have been for quite a while, right across Causeway Boulevard from Lakeside Mall. Easy to get to, lots and lots of parking. Now, here's, you know, if you ever have rejected this restaurant or that restaurant because it didn't have enough parking, this is a major problem for a lot of restaurants. But it's not a problem over there. As a matter of fact, they almost have too much parking, but they've got plenty of it. What you're really going there for, though, is not the parking. Obviously not. They have a great bar. They've got, you know, singing people in the bar. That's pretty nice too. They also have some very interesting special menus that they do at certain times of the year, and there's always things to get you going when you go over there at Andrea's. But there is one thing I want you to know, and that is the two aspects of that restaurant that are the most impressive are the seafood that they get every day. They bring it in from the actual fishermen, and it's all fresh and it's all filleted, if necessary, right there in the restaurant. And that is also true of all of the meats that he has. He's his own butcher. And that all comes together in a very nice menu with a lot of unusual dishes that you will not have had in other parts of the city that are influenced by the Italian cuisines. There is, and make no mistake, there is not just one kind of Italian cooking. There are hundreds of them, it seems. And if you ever go to Italy, you will see how that is true. Everywhere you go, Italians do their food a different sort of way. And it's really great to dig into. I find it that way anyhow. It's The Food Show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. We'd love to talk with you about food, about restaurants, about cooking, wine, all of that. And we'd love to hear from you about any of that. We're very proud. During the last week, we crossed a threshold that I was not sure we would ever do, but we got up to 30 years that this program has been on the air. Same host, same idea, same station the whole time. And we're just keeping on going. And thank you to everybody who sent me letters and who called us up on the air. I don't think of myself as anywhere near that important. And whenever I do, my wife straightens me out on that idea. So it's not going to happen too much. But I am relishing it a bit this week. Next week, on this program, the one that appears on Saturdays and Sundays, we will not be here. I don't know what they're going to put on the air, but it's not going to be the food show. And the only reason is my son and my daughter and my wife and myself and my two grandsons are all coming together in Los Angeles, where a bunch of them live, and one of them is being christened that day, and that's where we will be. Hope you don't miss us for just 1 week. We'll be back the following week and get right back down into it. So that's next week. 260-1870 is our telephone number. Call right now. You'll get right in. We'd love to talk with you about whatever has attracted your palate. We will return with more of the program in just a moment. You are listening to The Food Show on 105.3 FM. That's one way you can get it. It's also on the Big 870. We'd love to have you join us to tell us about what you've been eating lately that has been a big hit with you, or maybe a disappointment. Either way, we cover the whole dining scene here on The Food Show, hence the name, The Food Show. I think it's pretty obvious. We had a couple people who just called in the last couple of minutes during those breaks, but we couldn't catch them fast enough. If that one of those was you, call right now, and we'll put you right on. I promise you not to put you in waiting, unless you wait too long, in which case it'll happen again. But, well, for example, here's one coming in right now. We'll know in just a moment who this is. Just wait? Okay. I've been told to wait it out, and we will fix it up when we get there. 260-1870, 260-1870. Someone also called up and said that he has a phone number for the Vaucresson people who make that terrific Creole sausage that is the standard of the business. Their phone number is 948-4777. So that's maybe a source if you're looking to buy this. Let's see. Do you want me to take a break now? Or shall I? No. Okay. I'm just checking. Here is Mike. Mike, welcome to The Food Show.
Oh, hey, Tom. Thank you. Hi there. I love your show. But I kind of like harking back like you to times when things were better than they are now. And I think of a dish called shrimp and grits that seems only been maybe 8 years or something like that. I don't know.
But, yeah, that's a Carolina dish. That's spread from over there to over here. Yeah, it's not really a New Orleans dish. I like it okay. I must say it's not one of my favorite dishes, but I've run into some versions of it that are just in another category. But the main one that comes to my mind is a chafalaya over on Louisiana Avenue near Laurel, I think is the cross street. and they have that version of shrimp and grits is really spectacular.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's worth the trip.
Right, thank you. A chopped lion, Laurel. Okay. Because I tell you, no one else seems to do it well anymore. But then, I guess that's what I was thinking. I've tried it so many times lately, and I haven't liked anything. A few places on the lakefront, it seems to be everything is like a stick of butter, and the grits aren't even white. Everything's brown and black, and I don't know. You've seen that before, huh, Tom?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of different ways to do it.
It's too much flavor in something that all you want is the flavor of shrimp and the flavor of grits, and maybe a hint of other things. Yeah, like it seems like even like Copeland's, everything has gotten in the point where they overdo everything to the point of where you can't even taste what you're eating anymore. Do you ever feel such things?
No.
Okay, that's me.
But not to the degree that you have. I mean,
my mother was a great cook, so I just keep it at that. My mother was so great, and we didn't need 20 spices and 20 sticks of butter to make things taste good.
Well, you still don't. What I see, frankly, is it seems to me things are getting less complex in recent times.
I'm sure I'm in the wrong places.
Well, I don't know about that, but I think it has a lot to do with the younger chefs and the younger customers, too, who have turned things around. Well, it's an interesting point of view, anyway. Thank you for calling.
I appreciate you, sir.
Yeah. See you later. Bye. It's The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. It's great to be here with you talking about food, about restaurants. Call right now. You'll get right in. We've been very busy the whole show today, so this would be the moment to grab hold. And let us know what you've been thinking about lately. 260-1870 is our telephone number. Call right now. And again, I tell you, you will get right in with no other problems. Let's see here. What else do we need to get to before we... There's something that was on the back of my mind that I wanted to bring up. And, well, it's not on the back of my mind anymore, I guess is the problem. 260-1870. Call right now, and we'd love to hear from you about whatever's on your mind. Our program today is sponsored by Paran's Poor Boys. Paran's Poor Boys is certainly famous enough for its poor boys. They do that the right way, which is amounts to a very simple strategy. What they do is they roast their own beef, and from what's left over after they do that roasting, they take all the juices and the bones and the stock and everything, and they reduce that down to make the gravy, which you and I both know is the most important part of a poor boy sandwich, is making a good gravy. And they continue on making other items, too. And this has all added up to become one of the best places to get the classic old-style neighborhood kind of cooking that they always have done at Paran's Poor Boys. From the time they started up, that 3939 veterans back around 1975, in fact, was the exact date. And they just keep on going. Now the new location that they just opened a couple of months ago is on Britannia Street, about a half a block off of Upper Line. Uptown, they've never had a restaurant uptown before, so that's an addition to the scene. And I'm sure they'd love to have you come in and eat any of those poor boys, but also all the other stuff on their menu. It's a fairly substantial menu. It's Paran's Poor Boys. They are in Metairie on Veterans Highway near Cleary. They're also in Kenner at West Esplanade, more or less just off of Williams Boulevard, and the newest location of all on Britannia Street at Upper Line. Paran's Poor Boys. We have a few people on hold here. Let's get, it's Manuel. Welcome to The Food Show. Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, you did, Tom.
Thank you for calling.
I wanted to ask you a question about shrimp and grits.
All right.
Had my father been alive right now, he'd be 132 years old. And he and he cooked shrimp and grits for us, and it was a dish that his mother and father cooked.
Yeah.
A long time ago. So I wonder if it's a Carolina dish, when did it come
over? Oh, well, I mean, things are always transporting one another from point A to point B. Like, there's a train that runs every day from New Orleans to the Carolinas. And, that alone will bring you home. But it's a dish that you didn't see, I can tell you for darn sure, you didn't see it in restaurants until about, about 10
we're
years.
Hispanos, a Canary Island descendants, and like I say, I'm 77, and I can't remember not having shrimp and grits. We live in a Delco area, and we've always had the seafood, you know, and that was a staple meal, shrimp and grits.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear this perspective.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks for calling. See ya. It's the food show. Tom is another guy named Tom. We're doing, it's another one of those days. Welcome to the show. Come on.
Okay, we talked before about Asian beef, and then we were listening this morning. Or whatever. How about Asian pork, like a brisket?
I don't think that would work. If to get anything like that, you're probably better off doing a slow smoking in the way that you would do with like ribs or something. But I don't think that trying to age that in the dry age technique is going to work. I think you're going to have a lot of rotten meat.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I've never tried it before, and I've never seen it on anybody's menu, so I don't know. But
yeah, I got a little grill and a small pressure cooker, and I mean, you just sear that son of a gun off real good in there, and then throw it not in the liquid, in a basket, you know, up above, and let it sit in there and go for a few minutes at 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom, that Boston butt is good.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. But, you know, that's nothing like the way you would age beef. It's just two totally different ideas.
I just thought maybe if you aged it a little bit, it might give it a little bit different kick or something.
It's an interesting idea, but I'd be real careful about everything about that. Pork is not like beef.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay, yeah. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. See ya. It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice, and here is, do we know? I don't see a name. Oh, it's John. Here it is. John, welcome to the Food Show.
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Fitzmaurice.
I'm doing fine, and you? Yeah.
I'm well, thank you. Got a question that you might be able to help me out.
Let's see.
I've been in the mood for egg foo young for about 2 days now.
Yeah.
Who makes a good egg foo young here in the city?
Well, you know, we've got all those Chinese restaurants around town. My first pick on the South Shore would be Five Happiness, and my other pick would be on the North Shore, Trey Yen, which I think is the best Chinese restaurant around. And then we have a few others, but the Chinese restaurant business has gone so far over to doing deliveries and takeout food that it's hard to predict even what you're learning from it as you're eating it sometimes. An egg foo young, I mean, you're going to the beginning of Chinese style eating in this country, really. In other words, I don't know of a place to get that, but we're going to put this out on the rail here and see if somebody gives us a call. We've got the news coming up, and then we're coming back with more of the Food Show, so stay tuned. Welcome back. It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice, and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you about food, about restaurants, cooking, wine, anything you love. If you've loved anything particularly lately, we always love hearing about that right back at you, because here is a truth. The restaurant that you love, your favorite restaurant, and the dish that you go there to get, this is a wonderful place with terrific cooking. Believe it or not, not everybody knows about the existence of that restaurant. And so what I'm always trying to persuade you to do, if I may speak so closely and intimately, is to tell us about these places instead of just letting them sit there, because that doesn't do anybody any good. And if you're thinking of using your favorite restaurant as a kind of a secret that you can only you know about, so when you bring people there, they're impressed or something, it doesn't actually work. Everybody ultimately knows everything, especially these days. So, let us know about that. I'm always on the lookout for new restaurants and old restaurants that have suddenly gotten a lot better and Well, give us a call, would you? 260-1870 is the telephone number for us. Let's see, is this one I can use? What? 260-1870 is our telephone number, and we'd love to hear from you about whatever's eating you or whatever you want to eat. Let's see, there was something else. Well, one of these days I'll find it, probably next week. 260-1870, and we keep there have been people who are calling, but for some reason we're not going getting them on the air for some. Yeah, we don't. Oh well. 260-1870. That's us. Let's see. I have forgotten completely today our food almanac. Today is National Junk Food Day. Does that really make it stand out from all the other days on the calendar? We all get hooked by some kind of junk food at some time in your life. I mean, there's no avoiding it. The makers of the stuff know exactly what flavors, colors, textures will address your subconscious desires. We're hardwired to like sweet food, for example, and high-fat foods. It doesn't care what kind of sweet or what kind of fat it is, so we get gel, trans fat, emulsified with high fructose corn syrup and pure garbage, you know. But we don't just like it. We develop attachments to certain junk foods, and we feel that we might have to be loyal to those. Some people will get mad when I say this. It applies to donuts, that's for sure. Snowballs, candy bars, all these are wonderful things, except that they're just, you know, loaded with other problems. Hubig's pies, most hamburgers, most fries. Rationally, we shouldn't eat any of that stuff, but it's not good for you. Does it even taste good? It really doesn't. Not as good as food made with better ingredients and careful ways. A little bit of Good Eats goes a lot farther than a lot of junk. That I know. Anyway, today, despite all of that, today is National Junk Food Day. What's your favorite junk food? All right, let's see. Over here on the green phone, I think this is what we're going to get here, is Carol. Carol, welcome to the food show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I wanted to tell you, I know this has been a while, but back in May, you were advertising the Maple Street Cafe and the specials they had for Mother's Day, and you talked so much about the soft shell crab special. So my family, we went to Maple Street Cafe for Mother's Day, and we were not disappointed in the least. The food was fabulous. The service was fabulous. It was a wonderful experience, and it's all thanks to you. And I told the people at the restaurant that we had heard it on the WWL show, and they called, I guess, the owner or head waiter, someone, and they were thrilled that we had come to the restaurant because of the recommendations we had heard from Tom Fitzmaurice. So I wanted to say,
isn't that nice?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you for telling us about that. We don't get
welcome.
Nearly
enough.
I enjoy
the show very much. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot for calling. See ya. Richard is calling us on the blue phone. Richard, come on in.
Hey, yeah, blue phone here. You know, there's a restaurant opening on Magazine. They have a sauce opening today. It's called Lemon Shark Poke. And I know there's another
The next
restaurant.
Trend. It's the next
yeah,
trend
exactly,
coming through.
Exactly. So I wanted to see what you thought about this poke trend. Is it here to stay or what?
It's any minute now. So for those of you who have not had this, poke is basically, it's like ceviche or somewhat in a way like sushi, but not exactly. And you marinate these wads of raw, usually seafood, but it could be other things. And a lot of seasoning in it, so it's a little on the spicy side, maybe more than a little. And it's easy to like. Poke, P-O-K-E. I think it was something that started in Hawaii, but I'm not sure of that. And anyway, so something new. It's the food show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Here is Junior. Junior, welcome.
All right, Mr. Tom. Is this the Crimson line? Crimson phone?
The who?
The what? Crimson phone?
The crimson phone. It's red, but I don't think I'd call his crimson.
He was the only one who called that phone. That was my uncle, gourmet truck driver. Claude.
That's another story, yeah.
Yeah, he was a good one. But I'm sorry. I just gotta say we had ate at Quista Paces this past weekend.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not past Friday, and it's been a while since we've been, but we had got the roast beef. And I mean, for just a convenience store, a little local convenience store, it was pretty good.
Well, what I was leading up to was that we had an Eat Club dinner on Wednesday, I think it was, actually. And the subject of Clark came up more than a few times. We really miss him. Clark was the gourmet truck driver. He was a frequent caller, but also he used to come to a lot of our Eat Club dinners. So, Well, thanks for reminding me of him.
All right, I appreciate it. He's gone, but he's definitely... Well, not forgotten.
In a way, yeah, we certainly haven't forgotten him. I know I haven't. All right, we will come back with more of The Food Show after First Please. This, you're listening to The Food Show. I just watched somebody be on hold for like a whole couple of minutes there. I know. I wish they'd come back. If you just called and you were on a little too long, call right now. I promise to put you on immediately. But in the meantime, I have a couple more items from our food almanac for today. I have from our edible dictionary, these are words about food, but sometimes kind of unusual ones. This one is called, it's a name that comes from Mexican cooking, entomatada, entomatada. And what this means in Spanish is it's kind of a soft tortilla, usually made with the usual masa meal, rolled up around a filling of cheeses, chicken, shredded or dry beef and pork, that kind of thing. The meats are combined with a light sauce of tomatoes. That's where the name comes from, entomatada. That tomatada, that's a reference to tomatoes. Instead of chili, that's what you would get with an enchilada in Chile. There you go. You know, it's the same idea, but with tomatoes instead of chili. Two or three make up a plate, and then you're stuffed, and, how Mexican food is. I have a food in literature item here. Frances Parkinson Keyes, K-E-Y-E-S was her name. She was a New Orleans writer, lived here, I don't know if it was all her life, but it was a long, long time. She was born today in 1885, and she wrote, along with very many other things, a book, a novel called Dinner at Antoine's. And as a result of the popularity of that book, and it just sold like crazy, everybody loved Frances Parkinson Keyes. In fact, there's still, in the French Quarter, there's a building that is where she used to live. There was a New York food writer. His name was Lucius Beebe. He was a story unto himself. And he suggested to the Brennans that if Antoine's could have a book about itself, you know, Dinner at Antoine's, that the Brennans ought to do Breakfast at Brennan's, which they did. And it became, as you know, a very, very popular, not just a dish, or but also the kind of dish that you would have for friends, you know, for a long time. And that's how that played out. There's the house at the corner of Charters and Ursuline is named for her. It's The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Name three top fried chicken places I've been asked to do. Let's see. Fury's would be one of them. Mr. Ed's would be one. Tookie Chase, that's three. I could probably come up with a bunch of them, but I bet you if I made that list every hour or maybe every day for a while, I would come up with a different list for you. That's just the way things like that go. You remember one thing and then you forget another thing. Oh, well. 260-1870. 260-1870. We have about another half hour. Well, not quite. 15 minutes left to the program. We'd love to talk with you about wherever it is you have been eating lately and what you got planned for the day. My wife, we were going to go out with some friends, and they had to cancel at the last minute. So we were trying to figure out where to go for dinner. And whenever that seems to come up, my wife always suggests that we go to the Gulf Coast, which is something we almost never do. And I don't know why we don't do it, because people ask us about what goes on over there. There's certainly a major culinary scene there, lots and lots of restaurants. So if you have any suggestions for that, we're kind of looking around for a place to go on the Gulf of Mexico over there, right in Mississippi. It's going to be hot no matter where you go, though. Let's see, who is next? Or either of these next? 260-1870 is our number. And is this a go here? Let's find out. Hello there. Welcome to the food show. Who's this? Hello there. Did you just get on the phone here? I don't know who you are because I... Okay. All right. And we'll know in a minute.
Hello, Tom?
It's Keith. Hi, Keith. Is that you?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah. Tom, I was going to ask you, I wanted to find some good restaurants that serve trout. I mm-hmm. thought that... that the one they always advertise off of Canal Street, I called them one time and they said they didn't have trout.
Yeah, that's probably true. The way the law is written about speckled trout, I assume that's what you're talking about, speckled.
Yeah.
Trout. That's the. There are, believe it or not, there are only 11 people. This is the last time I checked. It's got to be lower than that by now. There were only 11 people in the state of Louisiana who were permitted to go out and catch speckled trout and serve it in a restaurant or sell it in a fish store. All the rest of them, as one of the fishermen die, that's it. His lineage will never be felt again in terms of getting trout. There's just not very much of it. And most of what you will see on local menus as trout is actually coming from the Carolinas or Virginia. So that's the problem. It's not out there.
Do you have any recommendations of where I may go get some?
I wish I did, but the restaurants themselves, they don't get trout much. When they do, it is probably coming from North Carolina, South Carolina, or Virginia. True facts. It's ridiculous. And the wildlife and fisheries kind of side of the state, pretty much fell for what all the people who were in the tourism side of going fishing. That's where it all went. There's a lot of trout out there, but you can't put it in a restaurant. You can go out and catch your own. You can catch 25 of them in one day. But, you know, how long are you going to go before fishing next? I never do. I mean, I like to eat. I don't go fishing. I wish I had a good answer for it. In fact, I wish I had a bad answer for you, but I don't have an answer at all.
Okay, Tom.
Well, thanks for calling anyhow. Jay is here. Jay, welcome to the food show.
Hey, Tom. Happy New Year.
You too.
I got a couple of places I really enjoy stopping and getting hot boudin. One of them is a gas station near the end of Causeway on the South Shore.
Yeah.
Another one in Gross Tate right off the interstate. But both places sell it, and other places sell it frozen. And I've done it once at home frozen, but kind of a dumb question. How do you prepare, like, frozen boudin or boudin you cook at home that's raw? How do you prepare it? Because I know you can steam it, you can do it in the oven, you can do it on the grill, but is there a better way to do it?
Well, you know, if you have a smoker, smoked boudin is really good. There are a few barbecue joints that have it on their menu. If you ever run into that, get it. It's
okay.
Good. But you know, if you just get it straight from the people that made it, and you wrap it up very well, and then you put it in the refrigerator, it'll hold on for a good long time. I mean, there's
great.
A limit, of
yeah.
course, but that's it. It's not something that goes bad tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I don't know why I didn't think about smoking it. That'll be the next option.
Oh, that really is a wonderful thing. There was this one little place in Abita Springs that we used to go to all the time. They're gone now, but they used to do boudin right out of the smoker, barbecue boudin.
Mm. man.
Delicious.
Man. Yeah. By the way, did you hear about the cheese factory explosion in Covington?
No.
Yeah, debris was everywhere. Sorry. I should have warned you on that one.
Yeah, well, you know, I deserve it, as much of it as I get, because I'm always throwing that kind of stuff at other people. Well, nice
Thanks,
talking
Tom.
To you. See
you. You too. See you.
Yeah, we'll never let him in again. Nah. I know. I'm just kidding. Buddy, let's see. He's calling us on the yellow phone. Buddy.
I was hoping to get a green phone. Anyway.
Well, if I had any control, I would fix that, but I can't, so.
Okay. A minute ago, you talked about sausage. So I did. You gave your telephone number. I missed the number. But you didn't even tell me any telephone number.
I'm sorry.
7777.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah. That's all I've got. What, does that not do anything? The phone number I have here is 948-4777. Yeah.
948. Okay, what's the name of the company?
It's name of the company. It's Vaucresson. Vaucresson. They make Vauc. They make sausage. Yeah, kind of. They're in the 7th, 8th Ward around there. It's they don't have an open place where you can go buy it right there. It's not as far as I know, anyway. The last time I looked, they didn't.
Okay, appreciate the information.
Okay, enjoy. Thank you. It's the food show, and let's see, who is next? I think it's Stephanie. Stephanie, welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing swell. Thanks for calling.
You had asked for recommendations on the coast.
Yeah, tell me.
We're visiting on the coast this weekend, and on 49th and 13th, we stopped at Half Shell Oyster House.
Huh.
It was really good.
Whereabouts is this?
It's and they opened one in Covington, they said.
Oh, yeah? In
Covington? Yeah, we had oysters, black and red fish, bisque. It was all good.
Hmm. Well, that's news to me. There's one in Covington, you say?
Yes, that's what they told us, that it was over there. And it's two blocks off of the coast.
Huh.
And it's a nice restaurant, and the prices are reasonable.
Yeah, and what's the name of it again?
Half Shell Oyster House.
Half Shell Oyster House. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm already interested. You have oysters to wield at me. I'm going to go after them. So
yes,
thank you.
It was very good.
Yeah. Well, good. That's good to know.
And the service was great.
Well, that's a good start, too.
Yeah.
Well,
okay,
well,
just wanted you to let you know.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. I
You're
really
welcome.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Here is Don. Don, welcome to the food show. Don, is that you? Maybe I'm on the wrong one here.
Here's the best stop up in Scott.
Oh, yeah, that's where the best boudin comes from, yeah.
Yeah, and also, if you want to warm that stuff up real quick, a wet paper towel around it, for 1 minute in the microwave, and you eating good.
Oh, yeah, microwaves do a great job with boudin. But you don't want to overrun it, because it'll blow up, too. It'll just... And then the whole inside of the microwave is coated with it. What?
1 minute fine, and it works great.
That's about right. But all microwave ovens are different, though, so be aware of that. Here is Ron. Ron, welcome.
Ron, a recommendation for restaurant in Biloxi is restaurant 32, which is on the 32nd floor of the IP Hotel.
People have been telling me that that's a great place to eat for years and years.
Oh, we go there at least once a month. We live in Tivno, and we go there at least once a month. It's a four-diamond restaurant, and Wine Spectator has rated their wine cellar high many, many years. So, and it get a beautiful view of, if you sit on the south side, you're looking at the coast. If you sit on the north side, you're looking at the Back Bay. And it's just a wonderful event. Service is impeccable. And if you go there, ask for Server Tom, okay?
Server Tom.
Yes.
Okay.
And go enjoy.
Okay, well, thank you for that tip. It's the food show. We will be back with more of The Food Show after first, please, this. Hi, it's The Food Show. Gosh, we're just about out of time. Let's squeeze in Robert. Robert, welcome.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Robert, we have a minute. Go.
Okay. Your recommendation for Parkway Bakery and Tavern was wonderful. Yeah. I went there. The lady who called earlier about Capshaw Oyster, I went there. Yeah. They are great. And the last thing is the best Buddha in the Sky, Louisiana. I've been there. All those places are great.
Well, thank you very much for saying so much in so few words. Thank you. And thanks for listening to us before. That's our show for today. WWL Radio New Orleans, WWL FM HD1, Kenner New Orleans, where the news is next over most of these same frequencies from CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.